Today from the Ohio Newsroom, painting Dayton's skyscrapers. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. This month, we're exploring stories of Black excellence throughout Ohio history. Today, an art project that highlights the towering figures of Southwest Ohio. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
Inside Bing Davis's studio, a series of portraits hang on the wall. There's a charcoal drawing of basketball coach Troy Pearson, an oil painting of Judge Mia Wortham Spells, a digital photo rendering of aviation expert Carolyn Perkins. The mediums are as diverse as their subjects' professions, but all have one thing in common, Davis says. They're skyscrapers.
Local and regional high-achieving African-American who have been selected by the artists as high achievers, who not only excel in their field, but give back to the community. And so our skyscrapers is not a skyline, but people who stand tall in our minds and hearts for what they've done for our community.
Davis started this project almost two decades ago. A longtime educator, he remembers asking his students what they wanted to be when they grew up.
They fell in three categories, basically. MBA, NFL, or hip-hop. Either they're going to be a professional athlete, particularly basketball, football, or they're going to get a record deal. And we know that there's a lot of talent, athletically and entertainingly, but that's a small number who can make it in that field.
So he began an endeavor to introduce young people to a wider array of career options using art.
I always knew, as an educator, the value of motivators and role models from the community and from the athletic field, from the entertainment field, from the business field, education. And so what we came up with was, why don't we use our own to help motivate our own?
He recruited local Black artists, asked them to identify and interview Black community members doing great things, and then render them in charcoal or clay, pastels or paint. In Davis's studio, artist James Pate points to his drawing among the collection. It's a black and white image of stand-up comedian Cat Williams, who was raised in Dayton. His face is solemn, but the classic theater mask grins behind him.
Because a lot of people go and they'll go to his shows or other comedy events, you know, for therapeutic reasons. And so I wanted to show that seriousness juxtaposed, you know, with the laughter.
After the pieces are displayed at Davis's studio, Dayton's public schools purchase them and display them in their halls, with hopes that students can take inspiration from both artists like Pate and their subjects.
I mean, you don't get any better than that, than to have them in school environments so that students hopefully, you know, gain a curiosity to want to know about them.
Davis says that's already happening.
Some of them already said, I'm going to be a skyscraper when I grew up, and that's exactly what we want. That's the kind of thinking we want them to have.
Currently, more than 100 artworks featuring Dayton skyscrapers decorate the city's 27 public schools, and there's more to come. Davis plans to continue the project until every building has a minimum of 6 pieces. He says it's the first and largest collection of contemporary African-American art in any U.S. school district. But the goal isn't about reaching a national record.
There's that concept that I remember from the old folk, that talent is sprinkled from such a high place in the heaven, it falls on every neighborhood. And there's talent all around. We just got to find it, nurture it, and then share it.
That's why he hopes other school districts pick up the torch. After all, every city has its skyscrapers. In Dayton, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
The series is funded in part by the America 250 Ohio Commission. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.